Shalom, today's daf yomi is Me'ilah daf hey, Me'ilah 5. In our Gemara, in the beginning of Dalet Amud Beis, is discussing a question that Bar Kappara asked to his nephew, whose name was either Bar Padas or Bar Pada, and he asked him the question as it relates to where it says in our Mishnah the concept of that once there is a shas heter, once there is a permitted state, we say that the laws of Me'ilah no longer apply once it was permitted for the Kohanim. And he asked him the question that when it says once there is a permitted state, does this refer to shas shechita, that once the animal was slaughtered properly, or do we say shas zrika, that once the blood was capable of being sprinkled because it was received properly, or do we say no, it has to be shas achila, that once it was completely permitted, only then, at that circumstance, do we say that it is that the animal leaves the realm of Me'ilah and there's no longer Me'ilah. So says our Gemara, let's come and answer this question. This question that Bar Kappara asked to his nephew Bar Padas. And we ask it from the following circumstances. Hapigul, so if we have an offering that was Kodshei Kadashim, that it was the holiest type of sacrificial offering, and he thought while it was being slaughtered, he intended to sprinkle the blood or eat it beyond the time where he was allowed to, we say under those, or beyond the time where, beyond the place where he was supposed to, we say under those circumstances, la'olam mo'alin ba. So the Braisa says that you're always considered, if you ever misappropriate or you misuse that animal, you're always going to be considered to be trespassing, mo'alin ba. So the Gemara asks the question, what does it mean, la'olam mo'alin ba? What does that mean? Lav, aren't we talking about a situation, dulo zarak, where he has received the blood, but he has not yet sprinkled it, and even though he sprinkled the blood properly, we don't say in this circumstance, since it is capable of being sprinkled, it's like it's sprinkled, to remove them from the realm of Me'ilah. And the reason why we don't say it in this circumstance is because since there was a pigle thought, therefore he received a disqualified blood, and so therefore it's not going to be considered like he's received it, and so therefore we don't say this concept of that anything that's capable of being sprinkled is sprinkled, because in this circumstance it's not capable of sprinkled because it was a pigle. But doesn't this imply that only because the kabbalah, the receiving of the blood, was done in a disqualified manner, therefore we say that that Me'ilah still applies here? But if really the blood was received in a kosher manner, wouldn't we say under these circumstances, indeed it would remove it from the realm of Me'ilah? And don't we say from here, Shema Minah, Heter Zerika Shaninu? So don't we say from here that all that's needed in order for there to be a Shasa Heter is for there to be in general, and not in the case of Pigle, but in general, all we need is a Heter Zerika. Don't we require that at least there should be sufficient that it's received properly in order to remove it from Me'ilah? So the Gemara says, no, that's not what we're talking about. That what we're talking about here is we're talking about a situation that the Gemara says, lo, that we're talking about Zeraka. We're talking about a situation where actually he did sprinkle the blood. And so we see from here just the opposite. Not only is it teaching us that all that's required is receiving the blood, we're talking about a situation where he actually did sprinkle the blood. And so therefore what's required is Heter Achila. Only once it was completely done does it remove from the category of Me'ilah. And so that's what actually the Braisa implies, the exact opposite of a proof that it's from Heter Zerika, but rather it needs to be Heter Achila. And when it uses the phrase "my la'olam," when our Braisa says the pigle is la'olam mo'alin bo, what does that mean? Hakamash mo'alin. The word la'olam is coming to teach us that even the sprinkling of pigle, even though you're not supposed to sprinkle it on the altar, because if you do, it's a very severe penalty, nevertheless we say it's going to be considered like it's efficacious, so to the extent that it, as a result of your sprinkling it, you're going to be liable for kares if you eat the meat that was pigle. And I would have thought that as a result of that, since you're going to be liable for kares if you eat it, so therefore therefore it can remove you from the realm of Me'ila. So therefore, the Braisa needs to teach us that even though it's going to be considered like Zerika with respect to the fact that you're liable for Kares, however, it's not going to be enough to take it from to take it out from the realm of Me'ila. And this accords with the position that says Ragamar in the bottom of Hayama Beis, the position of Rav Gidal, that what did Rav Gidal Amar Rav teach us? This is a Gemara that we already saw back on Daf Gimel, that he taught us Zrikas Pigel, that if you sprinkle the Pigel, even though it works, it's efficacious to say you're liable for Kares, however, Eino Motzi Midei Me'ila, you're still going to be liable for Me'ila, because you actually can't eat it at that point. And so therefore, Ve'eino Mevi Midei Me'ila, so therefore, it does not remove you from the category of Me'ila. You could still get Me'ila. However, we also say it does not bring the emurim of the kachim kalim. If the Me'ila was on kachim lesser sanctified, it doesn't bring those parts to the realm of Me'ila, like when you sprinkle on carbon kosher. And so that is what our Mishnah is. That is what the Braisa is referring to us. And one of the phrases here says pigel olam molenbo, that if something is pigel, it's always going to be considered to be me'ila. What does the word me'ila actually mean? We've been translating it as trespassing. Parashi to Vayikra, chapter 5, verse 15 says, ein me'ila el shinoi, that if it is a change, it's something different. And so that's really what me'ila means, that you're trying to deviate from the path of the Torah. Ein me'ila el shinoi, and that's why it is la'olam molam, but that's why it's always considered to be a trespass.